hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dudley and Roberta and Jennifer and Ken. So McFadden was here yesterday because I wasn't here, right? Isn't that how it worked?
Yes.
And you did a nice job, even though Roberta couldn't make it either.
No, I couldn't.
And there were lots of rumors floating around.
Together. I don't know about
I was,
that.
Yeah. There were people who thought that Roberta and I were together yesterday.
Yes, how about that?
No, not likely. But at any rate, that's not disparaging. It's just
no, not at this point in time, though, however.
No. Right. All right, so the Queen of Cheap, we have details coming up on a few items of interest here. What about your reason for being, Roberta?
Well, we have deals from Kohl's, deals from Walgreens, deals from Skis.com, and deals from The Gap all today on the Queen of Cheap.
All right, coming up about 10 minutes. I've got a deal for you. Starbucks. Ooh, how would I know about
this? Big Bucks Coffee.
Starbucks, Big Bucks Coffee. They have a deal brewing, however.
Mm.
You can get free soft. Nice. You like that?
I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty clever of me,
deal
right?
Brewing.
I'm nothing if I'm not a clever boy. Anyway, they are going to offer free coffee if you buy a breakfast sandwich. Get a free Starbucks coffee when you buy a breakfast sandwich, and now for a limited time only. I'm surprised that one.
But just a regular coffee, not one of those frou-frou coffees.
Yeah, of course not. No.
Okay. But what you know, you can kind of make it frou-frou because they give you cream, they give you different types of sugars,
yeah.
And then they give you like cinnamon and stuff that you can put in. You can
jazz
up your
own
coffee.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Well,
you know what I do? Instead of buying the real big, you know, coffees that are Big Bucks coffees, I'll get an espresso, which is only like, you know, less than $2, and ask for it in a big cup and then fill it up with milk and make my own latte.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good for you. So how does Dunkin' Donuts coffee compare to Starbucks coffee?
It's better.
It's better.
I think so.
I was
really?
Say the same, but yeah.
So
I think
Dunkin' Donuts...
For me, Starbucks coffee is, and I like coffee, it's a little bit too intense for me. It's a little bitter. It's a little, it's kind of got an edge to it.
Is it really? Yeah. Okay.
So it's strong. So, people that like strong coffee.
Do they offer breakfast sandwiches at Dunkin' Donuts? Like
yeah.
Can you get a
yes,
sausage?
Yes, they do. All sorts of things.
You can do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it Dunkin' Donuts hasn't spread as far and wide then as Starbucks? Starbucks is everywhere. Is it just... marketing, just promote
designer coffee. Starbucks is designer coffee. You see Lindsay Lohan floating around with the cup of Starbucks in her hand, and their value goes up.
Really? Now, if Lindsay Lohan, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with it. But I saw Lindsay Lohan drinking a cup of Starbucks coffee. Does she have cachet enough to get people to pay attention?
Well, I was using her as an example, but just anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it would be more important if you, Jennifer Horn, were walking around with a cup of Starbucks.
I do occasionally. Aww. Thank you.
Really?
Okay. You know, usually I go for their iced tea.
Yeah. All right, big news today from the state of Colorado. Making a claim last night, they have collected $2 million in taxes on the sale of recreational marijuana. The first month of January, it's legal to sell non-medicinal cannabis there. Isn't that really a formal... Instead of drinking weed... I'm drinking, good night. Instead of smoking weed, you're smoking non-medicinal cannabis. Doesn't that sound much better than smoking weed?
It sure sounds fancy, yeah.
Non-medicinal cannabis. By the way, is there a difference between the marijuana that's grown and smoked for medical purposes and that which would be sold for recreational purposes? Just general market weed?
I don't think there's much of a difference.
How would you know? You've bought it on both occasions? Silence. Colorado.
No, nothing.
Became the first state to allow the sale of recreational marijuana to anybody over 21. 15% excise tax, 10% special sales tax, and there's another sales on pot specifically. So excise tax applies to anything like this. Sales tax applies to anything like this, but then they have a special 2.9% sales.
2.9% financing?
Right, yeah. Right.
Hey, what's the limit on growing it at home? Because with taxes that high, wouldn't you think that people would just start growing it in their own place?
Right.
Sure.
All right, but here's what I want to know. How do you... Is this stuff grown and packaged like regular cigarettes? Tobacco is grown in the South. Do they have places where they bring this and they roll it up and... And you buy it like that, or do you have to roll your own still?
From Colorado to call it and explain it to us.
888-302-3684. It's just loose.
Yeah.
And you make your own. You roll your own.
Or you put it in some other device.
Yeah. All right. I'm asking because I think it would be interesting for us to pass that info along. Russell Crowe is in the news today for his movie that opens this weekend. Noah is in the news. It has been banned in the Middle East.
Really?
Hmm. Muslim countries are saying...
And Muslim countries, too.
What'd I say?
Muslim.
And what'd you say?
Muslim.
How about we get together and call
Muslim.
It Islam?
Say Muslim.
You want to? Islamic countries?
Perfect.
Don't approve
of the
depiction. That's
a Porky Pig would do.
That's all, folks. The depiction of holy figures are not approved in Islam. That is, holy figures in artistic form. So now, Paramount Pictures says they are not going to be able to show this movie. How do they do this with subtitles? Must be when you have a film in English, right? So it's not going to be. You won't be able to see it in Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates.
Do you think this would have been a big shower in those countries anyway?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. You think about these things and how silly. And I don't mean this to sound. This is not. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm a snob, because I'm not. But when you get right down to it, this is simplistic thinking at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it, really?
Yep.
When you get right down. But it's not any different. The Catholic Church says not to go see a movie. And I forgot the last time. I remember there was a controversy 3 or 4 years ago about some movie. The Catholic Church, all the bishops and priests and everybody says, you don't go see the movie. So I remember interviewing somebody who said, don't go see the movie, because I know it rubbed me the wrong way and I wanted to have somebody on. And I said, have you seen the movie? Nope. Well, then how do you know it ought not to be seen? Well, because I hear it's blasphemy. How would you know it's blasphemy if you haven't gone to see it?
Here's the difference, though. The Catholic Church says, hey, don't go see that movie. These countries ban that movie. There's no way that you could see it if you even wanted to give it a chance.
All right, so Jennifer, television report later on this hour. What do we have as the highlight?
Oh, lots of casting news, actually, Dougie. And some of the late night wars shaking out in Lindsay Lohan's show. How well did it do on Oprah's network on Sunday?
And did it do well? You want to give us a little hint?
You want me to tell you?
No, I just want you to give us a hint. Good, it bad, indifferent?
Did well for that network, but by other standards, probably not so well.
Yeah. Stinkerino, in other words. So the cup of coffee didn't do her any good.
There you
obviously.
Go.
Obviously. Right. For those of you, by the way, who are concerned about global warming, wanted to do a little flashback for you. Do we have any flashback music, Michael? Like, instead of dun-dun-dun-dun, we could do...
You want to get in the way back machine and kind of go
way back, back machine back. To March 11th, 1888, when there was a blizzard of humongous import to the Atlantic seaboard, shutting down communication and transportation lines. Snow fell for 3 days. It was called the Great Blizzard of 1888. Guess how much snow. This was the Great Blizzard of 1888. How much snow fell in those 3 days?
How much snow was at your house, Dougie?
My house didn't exist in 1888, but thanks for asking. Or at least the house I grew up in existed in 1888, but my house that I live in now did not. 1888, Great Blizzard of 88, 48 inches of snow in 3 days. That was up in New England, but it affected the entire Atlantic seaboard. The reason I bring it to your attention is because there are so many people, those of you who are loving to hear these stories, the present-day stories about global warming. You know how silly a lot of these stories sound when you compare them to the real history of weather? There have been bad storms and bad winters like we've had this year through eternity. And it, not necessarily do we combat the changes in the weather by trying to be smarter about what we use for fuel? Yeah, maybe. But for all of the money that's been spent for these big windmills that you see across the country now and for solar power because you think you're going to save the planet, you're crazy. You're not going to save the planet. It may be good for the planet, but you will not save the planet because these things happen. Remember the old business about don't mess with Mother Nature? This is part of what happens. That's the way the planet works. Are we maybe moving things along a little faster because of burning fossil fuels? Maybe, but you'll never be able to prove it. And so why do we all get so wrapped around? It is purely a cult, I believe, that this is all cult stuff. So not a cult, but a cult of people who just believe that everything's going to hell because we have global warming. It doesn't really make sense. It doesn't compute, as they say. All right. In a moment, Roberta is going to update us on her deals today from the Queen of Cheap. This is Good Day. It's 16 past the hour.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. You know a young volunteer, teenager, up to the age of 18, making a difference in your community? Nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Top winners get $10,000 in scholarships as they moved into the higher education realm. Nominations are open through the 14th, which I believe is Friday, is it not? Today being the 11th, 12th, yeah, the 14th. Don't wait. Nominate a young volunteer today. If you'd like to visit coltskids.com, it'd be a good way for you to find out more about how you would go about bringing that information to the folks at coltskids.com, K-O-H-L-S-K-I-D-S.com, coltskids.com. All right, Roberta, what sort of exciting things do you have for us today?
Well, speaking of Kohl's, they've got a huge sale going on, a home sale with some of their items 60% off. And plus, if you spend $75, you get free shipping. And through the 16th, you get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So it's a really great, great deal at Kohl's. Walgreens also has some fantastic coupons going on. This is at walgreens.com. 25% off your regularly priced beauty and personal care items, plus you also get free shipping, and we have the coupon code for you to get these special deals at DougStefan.com. These are good through the 15th of March. Skis.com, it may be March and you may think spring, but man, there's been plenty of skiing out there and the season's going to go on for at least another month or so. They got 70% off of all of their gear at Skis.com. Some great stuff for the whole family there if you want to kind of top off or freshen up your ski stuff. And the Gap. Today, only 40% off all Gap Fit and Gap Body Tops, plus free shipping also with $50. And we tell you all about it at DougStefan.com. And this and a lot of other great deals on how to save money, all at the Queen of Sheep section at DougStefan.com.
The search for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight continues. The military believes it has tracked the missing plane on radar to the Strait of Malacca, military sources are saying that today. It's 21 after the hour. Good day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Focus on the voice. A lot of people believe the talent on the voice is better than American Idol or most of the other competitions that are like this. This is Paula DeAnda last night on the voice singing The Way. See how she is accepted by the members of the judging team.
She's pretty good.
Yeah. Somebody turning around here. All right, so Roberta, what do you think of Paula DeAnda?
Not too bad.
No? Kenny?
Not bad.
Yeah, she's certainly better than a lot of what we've heard from
heard today. From yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and what about you? Are you lukewarm on this, Jennifer, or not?
No, I actually like it. This is something you could hear on the radio tomorrow, I think, and you wouldn't blink an eye.
Okay, so let's listen to how the sausage is made. Here's Blake getting Paula on his team, even though Adam tries to sway her toward Shakira.
Paula, she's beautiful. This is a no-brainer.
What do you mean is a no-brainer? I didn't even got a chance to talk yet.
Yeah, you're a no-brainer too, but in a different way.
That was good.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you very much.
Paula, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Uh-oh. That's trouble, Shakira.
What town in Texas?
San Angelo, West Texas.
Yeah, I have family that live there.
It's a lie. That's a lie.
I have family in San Angelo.
All lies.
Family in Temple.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Don't look at his dimples. Look at Shakira's flowing, beautiful, long blonde hair.
Hey, Adam, remember that part where you said you were going to shut up and let me and Shakira talk?
I meant what I meant was I'll let Shakira talk.
All right, I don't get that, by the way. I don't.
They have a bromance. They pick on each other, but they love each other. It's cute.
Okay. All right, next up, singing on the stage on The Voice last night, Jake Barker with When I Was Your Man. I don't like any of the songs that I've heard so far taken from last night. I just don't like it. It just sounds like... sound like a cat, somebody stuck a pin in it. Am I the only one who thinks that or not? Roberta?
You're the only one who thinks that. I like it.
Good. Roberta, you like it?
No.
No. Kenny?
I don't care. It's nothing special. I don't really
it's
know.
Just that the song choice may not be the favorite, but listen to his voice. Listen.
Usher got Jake to go on his team. Okay, next up is Luke Cooper singing Radioactive on The Voice last night. Yuck. Yuck. Am I right or
this
not?
This doesn't do it for me.
No.
Roberta? All right. Next singer is
Did
Rhea.
Did anybody take him?
No. Nope. Rhea Eaton sings You're Going to Miss Me.
I got my ticket for the long way round. I'm sick of this kind of voice.
Yeah.
so nasally.
Nothing much here. Blake got Rhea on his team despite Adam and Usher's echo.
I mean, it's all singing through your nose, sort of.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay, let me see how it sounds now.
You sound like Oscar Pistorius in his trial yesterday.
Right. Didn't he cry?
No, he barfed.
Or threw up.
And he
yeah,
threw
that's
up.
Right. He threw up. Yeah. Pistorius threw up. All right, so we got time for one more. Sierra Micken singing Crazy.
Ooh.
That's the first thing I've liked.
I like it.
It's like a radio program director. This is a 4 second view tape. In the old days, they used to have tapes on the side.
And when they used to listen to demos.
All right, the voice in focus here on the Good Day program, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, toys are not just for kids. Playing with toys is not simply puppy stuff. No matter what your dog's age or your cat's age, a dog can get immense enjoyment from playing with toys. Older dogs will especially benefit from the cardiovascular and muscular workout they get while playing. Many owners simply assume that older dogs have no interest in playing and consequently do not buy new toys for their four-footed best friend. In reality, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, my dogs are like 10 and 11 years old now. Every week, I'm at the store getting them new toys to play with. Whether they play with them or not is secondary. I honestly believe that they appreciate the fact that you're getting them something. And if you're really creative, if you can get down on all fours and tease them and play with them a little bit, you'll get that older Cocker Spaniel up and moving a little bit, which is really going to benefit his health and his mind at the same time. So just because your dog or cat is getting a little older, that doesn't mean you don't have to hit the pet store. You do. Bring those toys home. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Tuesday, March the 11th, Doug's Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and our gratitude post, which you can follow. I post this from any number of different... the idea factory with me is as broad as you can imagine. I'm interested in having you tell us at facebook.com/Good Day Show or your own Facebook post what it is every day that you're gratitude or that you're grateful for. My gratitude today would be in the form of a thank you to the folks who run the Clear Channel operation in Palm Beach County, because yesterday I could not do my program, and I'm thankful also that I had Jennifer and Roberta. Oh, wait a minute, not scratch Roberta. She wasn't reliable at all yesterday. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny did a great job for me. And you know what? I didn't feel guilty at all. Oftentimes I feel guilty when I go on. But I don't take a vacation. Very few days off. And this last year or so, I've taken a couple of days off. So I didn't feel badly at all. I was going to call in, and then I thought, eh, I'm not even going to do that. So there.
Yeah.
So I am grateful for the opportunity to have people that I did, as a matter of fact. I slept for 11 hours.
Wow. How was that?
It was great.
Wow.
So anyway, gratitude post, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. Kenny, what else do we have? We've been talking about selfies. Matter of fact, our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on selfies. What do we have for postings there?
We asked, how often do you post selfies? Marie says, never have, not sure I would.
Mm-hmm.
Scott says, I never have. I have outstanding warrants.
Really? Thank you, Scott.
Smart, Scott. Good
there
job.
You go.
And Jay says, I never have. I find it hard to look in the mirror. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not nice. No, come on. All right, so you can post facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug or Roberta or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com or 888-302-3684. Another day of no real news on the Malaysian Airlines front. There's a report floating around today that this co-pilot on this particular flight, had previously let passengers sit in the cockpit during flights.
No,
I have done that. I've been invited to sit in the cockpit on any number of occasions.
Recently?
But not recently. No, not at all.
I mean, they can't even go to the bathroom without blockading themselves.
Right, exactly. The front of anytime you're in a plane now, in America especially, they don't do this. They don't go quite this far out when you're using international airlines, even flying to and from the U.S., as our pilots here do. But this is not something that's done anymore. Well, apparently they still do it on Malaysian Airlines. And by the way, this part of the world, and this is true of many parts of the so-called third world. I would say Malaysia is necessarily a third world area, but it's not progressive. And so a lot of the weaknesses that we find in the system that people keep pointing out, wow, why didn't they check their
the passports?
Because that's not what they do. They are not sophisticated. They don't worry about this sort of thing. But yet, when you get right down to brass tacks, this is a $250 million airplane. You'd think if, among nothing else, they'd want to protect that,
plane,
no mind the
right?
people that are in it. So, by the way, did you know, this is just an aside that has nothing to do maybe with anything, except I think you'll find it interesting, what the lease payments are for a modern commercial jetliner on a monthly basis? Take a
I'm
guess.
I'm going to guess it's more than my car.
Well, it is. Want to take a guess? How much does it cost to lease?
What are we financing for?
37. Well, they don't have most of the airlines. They'll do you a different lease depending on what kind of a plane you're buying.
If you have per hour or per trip or
per month.
Per month.
What is American Airlines paying Boeing to lease their new 737s?
Oh gosh.
Oof. Millions.
50 million.
No, a month I'm talking about, not what they pay for the plane.
$2 million.
What does it cost?
Then probably, probably about $1 million or $2 or $3 a month.
It depends on the size of the plane. The average 737, you can buy a 737 now for around $40 million.
Okay.
The plane that went down and some of these newer really fancy schmancy planes that are all dolled up, you can pay as much as $250 million for one of them.
Yes.
Lease payments on the average 737 are $250,000 a month.
That's not too bad.
Well, I mean, how many passengers does it take to pay that lease down? But one of the things that's very interesting about planes and their value, the old MD-80s, the 3-and-2 seating planes that start out as a...
Yeah, I actually liked those. Those were
DC-9s. They still have American, and Delta still fly a lot of them.
So does Alaska.
Alaska has some.
Mm-hmm.
They are being leased for $8,000 a month.
That's it?
Because
really?
Nobody really wants them.
Doug, let's get a good day plane. Come on.
Well, you could have your own plane. I could lease a plane for $8,000 a month. Now, what does it cost to fuel that plane?
Well, but...
You know, sit on the ground all the time. But because they're so cheap, they were going to retire. American had like 400 of them, and they were going to retire many of them and put 737s on, and they've stopped doing that. What instead they are doing is using the MD-80s for 2.5 hours out of Dallas and Chicago instead. So they kept 100 of them for each of the two bases, and they're using the planes to do all the routes that are within 2.5 hours of New York. They figured it out. I'm sorry, 2.5 hours of Chicago or Dallas. They figured it out, and the amount of money they can make, you know, they're all worried about how much fuel the plane takes. They found a midpoint, and the point was if the plane flies less than 2.5 hours, they'll make money if they only pay $8,000 a month in rent. I thought that was fascinating, frankly, to figure that out. That's why you would ride. I mean, it's all the bean counters that run that business and every other business, it would seem. But I thought you'd find that little bit of information to be rather of interest. So that's why I called it interesting information. Delavar Syed Mohamdreza. Is the second
Bless
Malaysian
you.
Airlines jet passenger who was traveling on a stolen passport. Delavar Syed Mohamdreza. Now, the question is...
What do we know about him?
We know that he's traveling on a stolen passport.
Mm-hmm.
What about the first guy? Anybody know anything about him? I've not seen him. The inference here... He was Iranian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what nationality is this guy? I don't know what...
He was a 19-year-old kid who was apparently headed home.
Uh-huh.
Really?
So why would he have that?
To where, though? Wasn't the ticket booked through to Amsterdam?
Yes, Beijing to Amsterdam after. Yeah.
But his mother had contacted the airline when he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. Didn't show up. When she didn't know what plane he was on, what flight he was taking?
Right.
Is that it? Okay. All right. Still no sign of the missing plane. I think that's the bottom line here. 888-302-3684. News today of a 22-pound house cat attacking a baby in a house in Portland, Oregon, forcing the family and a dog to barricade themselves inside of a bedroom. The Barker family called 911 shortly before 8 o'clock.
Is it funnier that their names are the Barker family?
The Barker family.
It's a tack cat.
Said the baby didn't need medical attention. The operator stayed on the phone and could hear the cat. The cat's name is Lux. Screeching in the background.
Ooh.
Every time they opened the door, the cat would hiss.
Was something wrong with the cat? Other than being mad?
apparently, no, but this is something brand new for this cat. They have never had an experience like this with the cat.
I have to tell you, Doug and I lost a former colleague this week, Jack Roberts.
Jack Roberts, mm-hmm. Yep.
And actually an old member of the Good Day team. He was the producer for the show.
Yes.
Yep.
And he has this cat that I actually found for him. There was a stray cat in my dad's yard. My dad and I find it. We decide to try to find someone to take it, and Jack wants the cat. Mm-hmm. And he actually named it Shatner after William.
Yep.
And Shatner was Jack's companion for many years. Jack was kind of a stay-at-home, kind of alone kind of guy. But when I went into his apartment this last week, Dougie, to look for some paperwork, that cat is an attack cat, too.
Really?
It was swiping at my boot. It was like, it was
really?
It was guarding the place. And I think it's funny because cats... in this case, I think the cat knew something was wrong with its owner because cats are pretty intuitive with those kind of things. And so it was kind of standoffish. But, I mean, it really was. It was right at the door. We were kind of scared to walk in. It was kind of interesting
cats will do that.
Was Jack there at the time or no?
No.
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 Okay.
This cat was abused by the father in the family. He admitted to kicking it. And one would wonder what that... If the cat's violent. The cat didn't used to be violent.
Mm-hmm.
But, in fact, if they suspected the mother was having a fuss with the father because she suspected the cat might be dangerous, why in the heck would you leave a cat like that around a child?
Yeah, if you think
if you thought the cat... Right? I mean, what kind of common sense or lack of common sense does that show?
Especially, I mean, a 22-pound cat can be bigger than most babies.
That's a big cat.
Yeah.
That's a big cat. Big, fat cat.
Well, most babies are, you know, 5 or 6 pounds.
Exactly.
Yeah. So... just what in the world do you have for brains under that circumstance? Owning a pet like that? Yeah. Now, whether the cat gets put down or not, you hear more often dogs being put down than cats, right? How often do you hear of a cat
usually
being
cats
put down?
Don't turn violent. Or well, you can do control they have cat them shelters? They're smaller.
Like dog shelters, where they're a high-kill dog shelter. What about high-kill cat shelters?
Yeah, usually they're together.
Really?
They're called barrels.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the pound.
I have a hard time believing they had to call the police in to control the 22-pound
cat. Yeah, that's weird.
Cat.
Why don't you just kind of kick the cat away and walk out?
I mean, how incompetent.
Did you ever encounter a cat that's mad at you, that's hissing?
Yes,
that's
this
growling?
One. I'm telling you. Look, what I went into was a little scary.
It's scary stuff.
I don't have the animals like that around. Gonzo, one way or another. Hit the road, Jack. A cat named Jack. That's
awesome.
You're 16 before the hour. Are you losing your hair? Stop hair loss right now by dialing 800-525-8319. Doug Steffen suggests you call 800-525-8319. If you are losing your hair, it will stop. Thanks to Provia, an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with the loss of your hair by cleansing the pores on your scalp and allowing the hair that's under your scalp to start growing back again. Follicles come through the pores. Bingo, bango. It'll come in thicker every day. It's an absolutely wonderful product, and you can get it by dialing 800-525-8319. Am I giving the number too quickly? You all
one
write this
time.
Number down? 800.
Yes.
525-8319. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
I sleep in your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Well, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Do you have more frequent urges to urinate? If you're making more bathroom trips or waking up at night to urinate,
we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending free supplies of a best-selling prostate supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a naturally derived formula that helps reduce urges to urinate. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-954-0799. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night, and help make bathroom trips faster. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Super Beta Prostate free offer. Just call 1-800-954-0799. That's 1-800-954-0799. Call 1-800-954-0799.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3-14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
All right, the folks at Gutsy Chewy want you to know Dr. Ken has recommended the use of Gutsy Chewy. So Dr. Ken recommended, and I've chewed them and used them, and I'll tell you, they work marvelously well. Gutsy Chewy.
It's a great name.
A new product. Yeah, isn't it, though? It's an interesting product. All right, let's get to the television update, Jen.
Let's do it. All right, Dougie, there's a show on HBO called True Detective, and it's really catching on. It stars Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, which they're real-life buddies, by the way. And it was such a hit for HBO that on the Sunday season finale, the network streaming service actually crashed.
Really?
For the first time ever. My mom loves the show, so I'm going to have to check it out. She says it's weird. She said it's odd and weird. All right, fans of How I Met Your Mother have been speculating that the mother on the show is actually dead. That the future Ted is telling his kids the story of how they met because the mother had passed away. But according to the star, the woman that is playing the mother, Christine Milotti, she plays the character. She doesn't put much stock in that scenario. She says it's insane. That's what she told The Hollywood Reporter. There's some crazy conspiracy theories out there, which just makes me love the fans even more. Louis C.K. is going to host the March 29th episode of Saturday Night Live. This will be his second time hosting the late night show. And sad news for fans of Raising Hope. Fox announced yesterday that that show will not be renewed for a fifth season.
What's that show about?
It's the show, Cloris Leachman's on it, kind of like based in a trailer, I think. Yeah. Network revealed that the show's four-season run will end with a special one-hour finale on April 4th. Now, Josh Duhamel, that's Fergie's husband.
Right.
He will star in the Vince Gilligan, David Shore CBS drama pilot called Battle Creek. I think it's about cereal in Michigan.
Really?
Just kidding. The series revolves around a detective.
I fell for it.
Played by Dean Winters. And an FBI agent, that'll be Josh Duhamel, with different world views who are teamed up. Fascinating. Really? Now, Sharknado was a huge hit for sci-fi, Dougie. And so they've announced that Sharknado 2, the second one, that's the name of it, will premiere Thursday, July 31st at 9 p.m. Set your DVRs now. Robert Klein and Kurt Angle, the professional wrestler, have joined the cast along with Perez Hilton.
51 after the hour. Good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Now 53 after the hour, a couple of interesting crowd funds going on. There's a story at DougStephan.com about Neil Young launching a Kickstarter project. I want to check that out. Also, today's Startup in Action. If you think crowdfunding isn't the real deal, you need to stay tuned to learn more about this billion-dollar success story, which Mike Hayes has for us now on Startups in Action.
Welcome to Startups in Action, the hot perks and hot picks of crowdfunding intelligence show. Kickstarter, a web platform that allows users to collect small amounts of funding for projects from a wide range of users, announced that it's hit $1 billion in pledges, with half of that sent in the past 12 months, a sign of the site's growing popularity. In all, more than 5.7 million people from 224 countries have donated to support Kickstarter projects. Returning backers, people who have already supported at least one project, also donated $619 million to Kickstarter projects. According to Kickstarter, the most lucrative day of the week for fundraising is Wednesday, and the most lucrative day in its history was March 13, 2013. Kent Frankovich is a serial crowdfunder and a longtime beneficiary of Kickstarter's success. He explains his newest project named Revo Lights, which is one of our choices as a hot perk for consumers.
When we launched our first Kickstarter in 2011, we were a small group of three looking for a way to take an idea for a better bike light and make it a reality. While we're a bit older now, we're still a small team of seven, now trying to make the best bike lights out there. Well, we're back on Kickstarter, and I'm very excited to announce our newest creation, the Revo Lights ARC. Revo Lights ARC is a red light that is mounted on your rear fender. And by directing the light into long arcs, it creates a much larger visual footprint. But it's more than just the light. Sensors in the light constantly track your wheel speed. There's a great deal we can do with this information, but for starters, we'll use it to add the first of its kind brake light. Our goal here at Revo Lights is to create safety products that are better and more functional than anything existing on the market. And with the ARC, our motivation is to make them more available to everyone.
You can pre-purchase Revo Lights on Kickstarter.com. Another exciting hot perk can be found by searching First Sign on Indiegogo.com. Creator Rachel Emanuel explains it for us.
One in three of us, we will be attacked sometime within our life. So we made this hair clip for you. Those numbers are scary, and we want to make sure that you know you're not alone. When you have this hair clip in, whether you're jogging by yourself, you're walking through a sketchy neighborhood or a parking garage or anything, just living your everyday life, we want you to know that you're going to be okay. If you're attacked, we want you to know that the hair clip itself is going to start immediately protecting you. The phone will alert the attacker that help is on the way and evidence is being collected so that they know that you are essentially not alone anymore, that you have backup. And that backup is going to notify your emergency contacts and first responders and police your exact location through GPS. It's going to make sure that the attacker knows that there is somebody coming to help you. FirstSign Technologies is the first automatic security system designed to protect against violent crimes. Our hair clip has sensors tied with a mobile application that will automatically call for help and collect evidence. Right now, you can pre-purchase these products that will be available in fall of 2014 on Indiegogo. They cost $50 for the hair clip, but if you do want the monitoring provided by Safeguard, it's going to be $75. We actually chose to go through Indiegogo first, the crowdfunding platform, because we wanted to get market validation. We wanted to make sure that, number one, this product is needed by consumers, and number two, that there was interest by the consumer in this product. And so we chose to go that route and get publicity that way before we actually reach out to investors and other markets and means that we need. The publicity has been great, and it was sort of one of those hard things to realize. We had a couple, you know, articles written, and we were on the news actually before we launched, and so it was almost, you know, it was good to get the word out, but it was hard before we could accept pre-orders to have that press. But during the actual campaign, we've gotten a lot of media attention. We've been on, you know, TV shows, local TV shows here in the Phoenix area. It's been really, actually really wonderful.
If you'd like to learn more about how this unique technology can help you feel safer, visit Indiegogo and search First Sign. For Startups in Action, I'm Mike Hayes.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.